with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump has temporarily relaxed some of his tariffs, and there could be further exemptions. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Ford and GM stocks rallied on Monday after the president said he's considering pauses for auto tariffs.
I'm looking at something to help some of the car companies where they're switching to parts that were made in Canada, Mexico, and other places, and they need a little bit of time.
Apple and other technology companies are also breathing easier after the president temporarily exempted smartphones and other electronics from some of his stiff tariffs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Russian missiles struck the heart of the Ukrainian city of Sumy as people gathered to celebrate Palm Sunday, killing at least 34 people. The geography of this attack is significant.
Sumy is a place that Russian forces initially tried to surround early on in the full-scale invasion. They were unable to do so. But this is a northeastern part of Ukraine, which Russia is trying to turn into another part of the front line as it tries to sort of bring its tide of occupation forward. Now, it's not a given that if Russia does try and mount a spring offensive that it could in any way be successful. It is mobilizing a lot of men, but Ukraine has also addressed some of its own manpower issues.
BBC correspondent James Waterhouse reporting from Sumy. Kilmar Abrego Garcia won't be returning to the United States anytime soon. El Salvador's president made that clear during a visit to the White House today, and the Trump administration has claimed Garcia is a member of MS-13. Garcia was mistakenly deported by immigration officials from Maryland to El Salvador. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 312 points. This is SRN News. Finally, some good news.
It comes from the Barna Group, a new poll that indicates 66% of Americans say they have made a personal commitment to Jesus that is still important in their life today. That's up 12% from just 4 years ago. And the report goes on to say that, quote, amongst the biggest drivers of the Jesus resurgence are young generations, particularly Generation Z and millennials. Since the pandemic, they have shown significant increases in commitment to Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
More pro-life legislation advancing at the state level. The Kansas legislature has overridden Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's veto of a bill to require that child support payments cover unborn babies. The measure also grants an income tax break for a pregnancy. In Florida, lawmakers are advancing a measure that would permit parents to seek civil damages for the wrongful death of an unborn baby. This is SRN News. The tour company whose helicopter crash in New York's Hudson River killed six people last week is no longer operating.
The FAA says New York Helicopter Tours is shutting down operations immediately. The FAA also says it's reviewing the company's license and safety record. The move coming hours after New York Senator Chuck Schumer on Sunday called for the feds to revoke its permit. The Senate Minority Leader also calling on the FAA to ramp up safety inspections for other helicopter tour companies. Julie Walker, New York.
Friends and family of George Foreman paid tribute to the boxing great at a memorial service in his hometown of Houston. Those gathered Monday remembered Foreman for his boxing career and also for his love of God and family and for his desire to help his fellow man. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.